Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. Thank you for spending time with me in this teaching. I would like to encourage you to serve the Lord with all your heart, with the right attitude. It's so important that we have the right attitude, because on that day, when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat, we will receive reward and the crown of glory. Today, I would like to talk about serving the Lord with the attitude of having the Lord Jesus Christ as a center of everything in our life. Every Christian should serve the Lord. He died for us. He paid a price for us. We should live our life to build the kingdom, to bring souls into the kingdom of God, to build the church, to make disciples. But as we serve the Lord, we have to fight with our flesh. And our flesh is selfishness and self-centeredness. A lot of people serve the Lord at the beginning with the right attitude, but later on, the focus ended up to be for myself, for my name, for my reputation, for my income, for building my own kingdom. We have to watch our heart every day, whether Jesus is the center of our life of service or not. We should bring souls to Him. We should help people to look at Jesus, not look at our name and our own ministry. Help people to glorify Jesus, receive the salvation, the goodness, the grace from Jesus Christ. We are nothing. He is everything. In Acts chapter 20, verse 24, the Bible says, "But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus." Again, ministry from Jesus. "To testify the gospel of the grace of God." Paul said that the ministry was given to him by Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, you are called by the Lord. You are given the anointing, the gifts, the grace by the Lord. Therefore, everything you do, you should do it for the Lord, to the Lord, and bring people to the Lord, not to yourself. You should not seek your own reputation and honor, but you should give honor to Him. The Lord Jesus, while He was on earth, He was such a good example to us when He was serving the Father. Look at what He said in John chapter 4, 34 to 38. He said, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. Do you not say, 'There are still 4 months and then comes the harvest'? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, 'One sows and another reaps,' and I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors." You can see here that Jesus said His food, His satisfaction, His fulfillment is to do the will of the Father. He came to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to make disciples, to go to the cross and pay the price of sin for mankind. He said that make Him feel so fulfilled and satisfied. And not only that, He want to finish the work He was called to do. Brother and sister, we should have the same attitude. I, myself, want to do what He called me to do. You as well, you should want to do what God calls you to do. We have different giftings, different callings, different passions in the body of Christ. We focus on our passion, our calling. We run the race, and we want to finish the race with joy And one day when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, He will say, "Good and faithful servant, come in, rejoice with me, and receive the reward." That's my goal of life. I tell you right now, nothing in the world, money, material, my cars, my homes, anything in this world, do not give me the fulfillment of my heart. I enjoy serving the Lord, and I want to bring people to Him, not to me, not to my church. Yes, if they join my church, I'm thankful for that grace. But if they go to Jesus and they love Jesus, that's all I want to see. Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 to 26, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in this flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart, to be with God in heaven, to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you," which means the member, "all for your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again." You notice that Paul said, to die and leave this world to be in heaven is better. But he continued to stay for the sake, for the benefit of God's people, to bring God's people to have more faith in Jesus Christ, to serve Jesus, to live for Jesus, to have the faith of joy. He ran the race to bring people to Jesus Christ. The focus of Paul is Jesus and God's people, not his own reputation or his own ministry. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ." In other words, he died already, died to his own desire, died to his own plan, his own purpose of life, but he lived for the purpose of God. "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me." You can see that Paul said that he did not live for himself anymore. His body, his eyes, his ear, his face, his hand, his feet, all are the vessel for the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He lived for Jesus. He did not think about his own reputation, his own gain, his own benefit anymore. He focused on living for Jesus Christ. Jesus is the center of his ministry. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him," mean Jesus, "who enlisted him as a soldier." We are the soldier of Christ. We want to please our master. We want to give the benefit and the glory to Lord Jesus Christ. We allow Jesus to live in us, work through us, and he gets all the glory. I keep reading all this scripture to remind you that it's important that your focus in your ministry is not chained to something else. It's not chained to how big your home is, how big your ministry is, how famous you are, how much money you make in the ministry. People praise you. People say you're such a great preacher, or you're such a great worship leader. It's not about you. Everywhere you go, don't talk about yourself. Don't talk about how great you are, how big ministry you are, how much knowledge you have, how many diploma you have on the wall. Talk about Jesus. Love people for Jesus. And with your love, bring people to Jesus. After you leave that place, people still follow Jesus. Thank God that people love you and follow you, because Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." But eventually, people should follow Jesus Christ. We are not here on earth forever. We need to bring people to God, the eternal God. John 3:27 to 31, John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourself bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ. You see, he didn't focus on himself, but I have been sent before him, before Christ, to lead people to Christ. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above, meaning Jesus, is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. John the Baptist said, I decrease and Jesus increase. The gift that we have, the ability to preach, ability to sing, ability to serve, the money that we have, all the grace we have, come from the Lord. Let us give glory to the one who gives you all the good things. He is the groom. We lead people to be the bride, to marry the groom, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus come from heaven, and he must be above everything. Your desire, your purpose, your name, your reputation. Let us serve the Lord with the right attitude all the days of our life. Amen. I believe you hear what God said to you in this sharing, and you will be the doer of the word of God. And may the Lord bless you super abundantly. I see you again in the next sharing time. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty.